Bill Kite, Executive Director of the Glenwood Springs Historical Society and the Frontier Museum. Welcome.
Thank you. It's always good to be on radio with KDNK, especially with you, Amy.
Well, thank you, Bill. You've been Executive Director now for about a year.
Year and a half. Started in May 2016. And it's been a fun ride. I'm having a really good time. I'm a dangerous man. I got nothing to prove and nothing to lose. No agenda and just having fun.
Well, you've had some ups and downs. One of the ups is a new Doc Holliday Museum in downtown Glenwood Springs. Talk about that.
You know, we had some ideas about trying to bring history into the prominence it should have as an economic engine for a town like Glenwood Springs, mm-hmm. which has a very rich history. Our whole valley does. And the idea, Lisa Langer one day calls me up and goes, Bill, you need to come down to Bill Bullock. She's the tourism director of the chamber. And I didn't question anything. Okay, so I've learned when people offer you things to take them. And mm-hmm. so I went down and we discussed this would be a great place for the Doc Holliday Museum because we had talked about this town has not really emphasized Doc like it should. Mm-hmm. So in less than 3 months, we built a museum with Barry Dunstan, one of the directors, footed that bill. And we have on display there a lot of items that were loaned to us by Michael and Michelle Chandler. And we tell the story there, and we call it Doc Holliday Life, Legend, and Lore, because sometimes it's hard to separate the mystery of history from the facts. Mm-hmm. But at this point, we're part of the story with the Derringer that we bought because it may or may not be the real thing. And that's kind of controversial, and it's notorious, and we don't mind that because that brings a lot of attention to what we're trying to do.
Right. I was going to say that could be interpreted as one of the low points of your year and a half with the Historical Society, but it sounds like that's sort of going into the Doc Holliday lore. Section.
Right, yeah, and we tell the story just like it happened to us, and if some expert does come along and say this is or this isn't, they have to be willing to stand in front of the world and mm-hmm. say that and have their picture taken and mm-hmm. say, I'm an expert, and here's why it is or isn't. And so far, nobody's been able to do that or hasn't been willing to, I guess I should say.
Well, I'm wondering if you can give us a brief recap of what happened with this Derringer.
Well, it's a rather long story, but a gentleman in Utah who's no longer alive was a gun expert mm-hmm. and wrote books on guns, and he discovered, quote-unquote, this gun. And so it stayed pretty much in private ownership until it was exposed. We had an opportunity to buy it, did 2 months of research and due diligence. We didn't discover anything that would lead us to believe otherwise, and so we purchased it, and the rest is, as they say, history. The gentleman was an upstanding member of his community, had also done some other items like created the Cassidy gun that was supposed to be owned by Butch Cassidy mm-hmm. and was proven not to be. So that just cast doubt on what we had done, and we let the public know that as soon as we found out. And we're still part of the story now, and we're still trying to find what we can out about that
so
weapon.
The gentleman who sold you the Derringer, his way of doing business, or maybe some of his previous exploits, cast everything into doubt.
No, it wasn't him. It was a Canadian that purchased it, and he thought it was the real thing, too. So okay. he was just in that line of about okay. five owners that we then contacted the owners or representatives of those owners to mm-hmm. try to make that provenance be there. The real catcher is right at the very start in the 50s of the gentleman who discovered, quote-unquote, the Derringer.
Okay.
Doc did have a Derringer. It's mm-hmm. it's in the history books. Mm-hmm. But so that's just one aspect. What that's done, though, is created for us a satellite, one of many that we hope mm-hmm. to have in downtown Glenwood that brings history alive to the public, and we bring the museum to them instead of expecting them to come to the old house on 1001 Colorado Avenue.
Well, and also, I guess legend has it that Doc actually died where the Bill Bullock's Museum is now.
Right.
On
and
the
that,
corner of
exactly,
8th yep. and Grand.
And Grand. And that's not legend. That's a fact.
Okay.
That's, he did die there in the old Glenwood Hotel.
Okay.
And that makes it even better because we're in the basement. You can see one of the burned beams of that fire in 1945 mm-hmm. that destroyed the hotel. Mm-hmm. So again, we tell the whole story, and it's a lot of fun doing that.
So Doc's ghost might be roaming around the museum.
Well, absolutely, yeah. Okay. That makes it more interesting,
all
doesn't
right.
it?
Yeah, and, Halloween is coming up in a month and a half. And the Historical Society does something really interesting up at the graveyard.
The Linwood Cemetery, right?
Right.
The old Pioneer Cemetery.
Can you talk a little bit about the Ghost Walk?
You bet. The last three weekends of October, and this year it's 13th, 14th, 2021, 27th, 28th. Tours start at 7 o'clock, and the last tour is if there's a corporation or company that wants to give a special tour, we do those at 9:15. Otherwise, it's 7:45 and 8:30 the tours are. So we have a lot of fun with that. It's our 18th year. It's our major fundraiser, and we won't sell tickets until October 2nd, so we just keep telling people that because they sell really fast and people are anxious.
What characters will we see in the Linwood Cemetery this year?
Well, we're fortunate to have Doc Holliday with us again and Kid Curry. You never know about that character, Jasper Ward, because I play him and you never know when he's going to show up or where. We have a couple of new characters. I don't want to give them away this year. But it's volunteers totally that put this on. They research their part. They really get into it. And we call it being a portrayalist because you're portraying someone.
Sure. And it's all in costume and with the authentic lanterns and everything.
And they tell their story at their grave. And it's a lot of fun. And people should contact us and we'll tell you more about it.
You know, one last thing before we go, Bill Kite. Talk about briefly how KDNK and community radio is an asset to the community and has maybe helped out the Historical Society.
Well, you know, we're a supporter of KDNK because it is a community access radio station, and that's important to us because we're a community asset ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so I think that the fact that you do items like this, where you talk with people that have services to provide for the community, and no other radio station really does that this close to Glenwood Springs. And so we're really proud of the fact that we're associated with you guys.
Bill Kite, Executive Director of the Glenwood Springs Historical Society and Frontier Museum, thanks very much for your work and for joining me today.
Thank you, Amy.